Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like something that Psalm 37 verse 4 says. It says what? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give unto thee the desires of your heart. Amen. I see God giving you the desires of your heart in the name of Jesus. But we realize that there is a condition attached to that scripture. It says what? Delight thyself also in the Lord. It means take pleasure in what God likes, isn't it? And our pastor, our anointed pastor, for some weeks now, has been teaching us what we can do to make God happy, isn't it? He's been talking about what? Soul winning. And this morning, the testimonies I'm going to share will tell you how God can free himself when he's excited. Are you ready to listen? So I'm here to announce to you that it is time for testimonies. The first testimony I'm going to read, I have read testimonies upon testimony, but this one, I call it an extravagant testimony. Hey! It is fantastic. And you know why I'm saying that. Are we ready? Dear Bishop, I have been in this church for some years now, and I believe I have enjoyed some fantastic miracles just by being here and also by being under your anointing. And today I want to share one of those fantastic testimonies. My husband and I were believing God for a baby boy, and by the grace of God, I became pregnant. Soon after I became pregnant, I informed you, and you casually said the baby was a boy. Wow. Without a scan, he just said the baby is a boy. Hey! I immediately believed and received, because that was what we were believing God for. Based on what you said, the words of a prophet, based on what you said, we started buying baby boys items. Hey! Including booties and all that. When the pregnancy was 5 months, the time at which the sex of the child could be determined, my very experienced doctor, and you know some doctors are very experienced, who had practiced for so many years, after an ultrasound, or what we call scan, said the baby was a girl. Bishop, I adore baby girls and was very excited and also very grateful to God for the gift of this child. But somehow, someone say somehow, we felt that what you had earlier prophesied was what was going to be. Hey! The following month, we checked again, and my doctor still stood by what he had earlier said, that it was a girl. When I went home that day, I took some of the baby boy's items I had bought and just said, Lord, your servant prophesied that this baby was going to be a boy. And it was based on that we started buying these items. So now that the ultrasound is saying that it is a girl, who is going to wear these things? Hey! Oh, church! Oh, let's appreciate God! I told you this testimony. That was a simple thing I said, and then I left it. Something just told me. Someone said something. I mean, I don't think it was something. No, I believe it was the Holy Spirit. Something just told me that I should do the ultrasound somewhere else. So I went to another clinic, and the sonographer or the doctor told me I was carrying a baby boy. Hey! You can imagine my confusion. So I asked the second doctor, how accurate is what you are saying? And he said, I am 99.9% sure. Hey! Now it was my doctor's word against this new doctor's word. So I decided not to check again. To the glory of God, I delivered, and it was a bouncing baby boy. Yay! you believe it? We are blessed though. We are so blessed. It was a bouncing baby boy. My doctor was very surprised and immediately said after the delivery that your faith has worked. Hey! Your faith will work in the name of Jesus. Bishop, I don't know what could have happened from the time I checked during the fifth and the sixth month when my doctor was certain that I was carrying a girl. I don't know if the prophecy and the prayer I prayed in faith, confessing what you had earlier prophesied, changed anything. But all I know is that the baby girl turned out to be a baby boy. Hallelujah! By the grace of God, he is now a few years old. And whenever I see him, he reminds me of how blessed I am to have an anointed pastor like you. Give the Lord a big round of applause. Hey! God richly bless you, my prophets. Please continue to prophesy into our lives so that we can enjoy many more fantastic miracles. Oh, give the Lord a big round. This is too much. Hey! A baby girl turned a boy. I see you receiving a boy in the name of Jesus. And I see you receiving a girl too. In Jesus' name, amen. The second one, someone say the second one. This is promotion at work. Hallelujah. And I see God promoting you as you do what he desires in the name of Jesus. Dear Bishop, I have started enjoying my year of good things. For those who have forgotten, this year is our year of what? Good things. Amen. I have been asking God to do something about my salary, some way, somehow. In fact, when I paid my tithe last month, I said, "Dear God, if you want more money, then increase my pay." Hey, people are praying prayers, so. If you want more money, then increase my pay. Bishop, 4 weeks ago, during the communion service, you made some prophetic declarations concerning our jobs and other areas of our lives, and I received my portion during the declarations. She says, "Bishop, even as I write this testimony, I am still in shock." Prior to joining my company, I was told earlier that our job placement was based on experience besides qualification. I later found out that some of the young colleagues of mine who finished school not too long ago had been employed and placed higher than me. So I went to see my admin about it and was assured that something was going to be done about it. Bishop, in my mind, I thought I was just going to be pushed just a few steps higher. I was called to come for my letter. And to the glory of God, I have been pushed 8 notches higher. Hallelujah! In fact, this is a completely new level with back pay. Oh, back pay, back pay. I see you receiving back pay in the name of Jesus. And she says, in fact, now God will get more money, isn't it? Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. I cannot thank God enough. God is good. Thank you, Bishop Sam. Indeed, the hand of God is upon you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate the Lord. Let's appreciate the Lord. Amen. So just as the hymn choir sang, there is always something you can do. Don't say, "I can't do anything." There is something you can do. As you do that, God will be delighted and he will grant you the desires of your heart. God bless you.
Wow, let's put our hands together. There are miracles in the house. And everything our prophet says, it comes to pass. 2 weeks ago, I decided to pay my tithe in dollars. The following week, I had an invitation from a multinational company, it's an international, to come and sign a dollar contract. You will sign a dollar contract. Because I heard our father say, you should come and give a foreign exchange offering. Hallelujah. This afternoon, we have a prophet in the house. And when you believe in the prophet, you will prosper. With a standing ovation, with a clap offering, and with Jesus' joy, let's make a joyful noise in preparation for our prophet. But before he comes, we'll receive a song ministration, and the next voice you hear is our prophet. Amen.
Woman of Zebedee, the mother of James and John, came to see Jesus. I want my sons, James and John, to sit on your right hand and on your left. But Jesus said, are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Woman, you don't know what you are. Woman, you don't know what you are. So take your cross and follow Jesus to the end. Woman of Zebedee, you know that I love your son. Your boys, James and John. But the hour will come when they must take their cross, pay the price, and follow me. Oh, woman, do you want your son to bear much fruit?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, we thank you for today. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Let your will be done, Lord. And may we never leave here the same as we came. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank God for today. And I'm going to talk about why you should be a strong Christian. Why you should be a strong Christian. So I'll introduce it to you and next week we'll continue. Let's talk about Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, many of us are strong in many other things. We are strong academically.
When
we're in school, we have friends who are strong in mathematics. Strong in English. Strong in
tree.
And strong in other things.
And
some were strong in womanizing.
Hey!
Some and some were also strong in politics.
Maybe musu epe politics pa.
I said be strong.
Nansu nyame se yenwa honden.
In the Lord.
Ewo nyame mu.
You see, it is important for you to be strong in the Lord.
Ehia se ebetintim an ebe wa honde wo nyame mu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as you declare yourself to be a Christian, you are going to fight.
Esan se Christo ni dia obekom.
You need to be strong to fight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I was young, I heard a story of a boxer.
Me so no meet a boxer bi hu asem.
They called him a konkrani.
Ne a friend a konkrani.
And this boxer.
Sa boxer we.
Did you hear of him? Because he was popular name in Takrade.
No, onkofo ni mpan wa Takrade.
I never met him, but it was a story we came to hear.
Me sha na da ba mete ye. Ne hu asem.
He said a konkrani was going to fight.
Na konkrani o kokon.
In the ring, he was beaten. So his people were telling him to get up and go and fight. His corner was saying, Ekonkrani. His corner was saying, Ekonkrani.
Oh, near friend, Ekonkrani.
Fight.
Kun.
Sorry, Nakun.
Sorry, Nakun.
Sorry, Nakun.
Get up and fight.
Then Ekonkrani got up.
And Ekonkrani, sorry. Yeah.
Looked at his corner and his trainer.
Oh, Shani trainer, no. No treacher and boxing.
He asked his trainer.
And no bisan say.
Munkon wonkuma.
Should I go for them to kill me?
Munkon wonkuma.
Should I go for them to kill me? Don't you know I'm tired?
I'm tired. Why should I go and fight?
My brain means to me sorry in kumbio.
It's like a konkrani had been trained.
A konkrani ya training yoma mum.
For his weight.
Ya train a kun
for the opponent. But when the time came.
But Emre no son ya no.
He wasn't strong enough.
Na oni ahondi pi.
To continue the fight.
Ah, odi ba kumbi um.
So he had to go and train and come another day.
Inti eson san kwe training for France and Brazil.
You Christian.
Into who Christoni?
You are also in a fight.
Also, oh, akumbi mu.
And the Bible says, be strong.
Na Bible say eson ya ahondi.
Be strong in the Lord.
Eson ya ahondi wo nyami mu.
Some of you, your strength is that you know the pastor.
Yemu bebre. Yahondi ne say yenim sofo no.
You know, these days when you ask many Christians about what they do.
Now say, "Obisa a Christopher ni omo
ya." Are you a Christian?
Obisa say, "Oye Christoni ana."
What do you do as a Christian?
Then awo ye.
They just mention the name of the church they attend.
Omebo, I sorry omo koni din.
But Bible didn't say be strong as a lighthouse person.
Now so Bible anka say e say unya hondi wo lighthouse.
It didn't say be strong as a pastor's friend.
And as anka say e say unya hondi say osofo adamfo.
Be strong in the Lord.
Osi unya hondi wo nyankopon mu.
As a person.
Say one kasa.
Be strong.
In
the
Lord.
Put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we
wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Dear friend, Christianity is not a joke.
Christosum enye
We are agro. Fighting things. Spiritual forces are against us. If you read 1 John chapter 2 verse 14.
1 John chapter 2 verse 14.
It says, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one.
Now, where do you have some sukun
him? Win him. In this world, there are wicked forces. There are a lot of spiritual wickedness around us. The devil has agents all around who are seeking to destroy. John 10:10 says that part two said the thief has come. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This person who has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy is still around. He's still around seeking to destroy. Seeking to spoil things. Your life, your marriage, your everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible said that what will make you overcome this evil one, this wicked person, is when you are a strong Christian. Listen, if God should open your eyes to see the things around us, you'll be shocked. The things fighting you, you'll be shocked. Look, there are things fighting us. You entered into evil. We were born into evil. And we need to fight to remain as Christians. And that's why every Christian must fight to be strong. And things you must do to be a strong Christian.
If you are a strong Christian,
the enemy will not be able to overcome you. Evil will be present. But he will not overcome you. Because you are strong. And you have overcome. That is why you not even walk around thinking of demons and witches and wizards. You walk around thinking about how to please God.
Because
whatever the devil brings your way. Because you are strong. Some of you, you know, in the hierarchy of evil spirits, witchcraft is the lowest. In fact, witchcraft is like fornication. Because it is listed among the works of the flesh. Witchcraft is the least. And yet, for some of you, even the job that you should do, one little witch, an old witch, has been able to stop it. I lived with a witch one day, some time ago. Anytime I got on the motorway, on my way to church, my car will start jerking. And I said, why is it that it only happens when I get to the motorway? So one day, as it started jerking, I saw from in my driving mirror that the girl was asleep. And I realized that the car starts jerking when the girl sleeps. I don't know whether she's a mechanical engineer. When she sees the car will check. So we came to Jamaica, we went home. When I went, I said, no, this girl, she's not a correct person. So I started making some prayers. Within a week,
Now what you back up?
She said she can't stay in the house again. She was going.
Who
warned you to come and stop my engine from running in my car? You little witch.
Who be you kakrewe?
So I realized, no, this witch cannot survive. Recently, they brought me somebody to come and stay with me.
Nancy,
I was in town and they called me. When they
come,
I could hear shouting at the background. I see somebody was dying. So when I go home, the guy had cried.
You know,
the phlegm from your nose and that kind of. Cried, boy, oh boy. And when he saw me, he started again. Guy, I will stay here. I can't stay here.
So he came. So on to me,
so I asked him why.
It's me besides the day into on to me to
her. And then they told me that in the night he doesn't sleep. And
Okache me say, I am not Joe on that.
Somebody was sleeping with him. They don't know that every night when he attempts to fly.
He wasn't able, so then he couldn't
sleep in the night. He realized that he couldn't survive. No witch or wizard must be able to toy with your life. One day a witch was saying that a woman cannot give birth because they have taken her womb to be
to
play football.
Spiritual
Ronaldos and Messi's.
Who Ronaldo for any Messi?
Hey, you are wicked people. One man, he went on pension.
Papa be called pension.
All his money he used to go and buy a taxi.
Taxi.
That he's going to, and he tried to build a 2-bedroom flat, everything nicely.
NOC, 2-bedroom dining.
Then he bought his taxi that he's going to use to work to take
into to taxi on Kodiye Juma.
Hey, new car.
A car
every
new.
Every day they go out, the car will get broken down.
Car in there, mono. Nanso onya started
so
oko.
So the man was so worried. He was so worried, and one day he woke up early.
That back was sorry in them.
Around 2 a.m. when he went and put his car on the his hand on the bonnet.
About 2 o'clock. I didn't start 2 o'clock. No, so
the bonnet was hot.
Oh, who said car? No, so why is she?
I said, brother, I parked this car around 6 p.m.
I see. Ah, anyway, you may say now me park a car.
How come the bonnet was hot like that?
Didn't in a car. No, so why is she, sir?
No, there was a little girl staying in the house.
Sir, now Obi Oha.
She has a license A to drive.
All licenses, sir. Eh, or did or drive a car? No, Anajo.
You see as a little girl. But VELD has given her a license.
Sir, no license.
In the night.
Ah, Anajo.
So no, in the night she drives the car.
Sir, Anajo, be at the unknown or car no.
And because she has a car in the realm of the spirit.
Sir, oh whom car intino.
She was really a major person.
As and then who had them pa.
Who know who na power saw a maid, but in the evening.
Anajo no.
She was a car owner.
Or a car owner. On a car, never done any there.
Cheap driver.
A cheap driver.
No, that the little witch was the one doing that.
Sir, now be a kid one and now, yes, sir.
And for many of you Christians, you say you call yourself Christians.
Yeah, move be a friend with Christopher.
But there's some spiritual football going on in your life.
Now, so who football
and ask somebody will say, this nonsense must stop.
Sankasi, I say, may I say, enjoy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's going to stop.
Nebejai.
Haven't you seen anything you touch somehow, something?
They
are spiritual wicked. Some of you, yours is not witches. So yours is, there are some demons who are experienced.
But
the Bible says that if you are strong, you have already overcome the evil one. So your role is not to go around looking for anointing oil to drink. You rather have to make yourself strong in the Lord. Can you imagine that as I'm standing here today?
No.
I mean, I needed a macho person. Our nearest macho person is Brother Kim. I mean, can you imagine Kim come? Where's Kezia? Good.
Kezia where?
Kim meet Kezia. They are going to fight.
Kim na Kezia Ebekun.
Kezia fight with Kim.
Kim na Kezia Ebekun.
Oh, why are you afraid?
Munkoni anhwe.
Just try something. Just try a blow.
Tonsa,
you'll be shocked though. You'll be shocked. Just try a blow and
Tum
see.
You
see, you know, Kaja cannot even start a fight. But you can see a strong person standing there. This was not just he's physically stronger, but spiritually also strong. You see, if you become a strong Christian,
and
the devil sees you. Have you seen the behavior of Kaja? That's why he will not even want to fight you. Because you are already strong. So turn to your friend and tell him, my brother, my sister, I want you to be strong. Be strong. All these evil things around you. And somebody says that I go to work and this person in my other office, I don't want to look at his face at all. When I look at his face and he looks at me some way, every day I realize that my job is becoming some way.
Because Mr. Show be in say.
Last week somebody gave me a testimony.
Now check your week testimony bitch.
This person told me that there was somebody in the office who was supposed to be sacked from the office.
Or say now Obi were in the office and see any indi.
And she was the person who was to sack that person.
Now I don't know when you sap nipan indi.
So this person, when he got to know that he was going to be sacked, said that, please, I want to visit my hometown and come.
Na sani pa yanke yeba yini di ni. Omu se yeba yini di pe. Oka se opa so unko ni krasi nombra.
He said, I am going to visit my hometown and come.
Osi opa so unko ni krasi nombra.
So this lady who was the boss was told by another person, hey.
Na ni penye nu, eye ni wangwa.
This 1 week you are giving to this man to go and come.
Until I said 1 week we are the man so unko ni krasi nombra.
I know what he's going to do. You have to be very careful.
So the
lady was also on guard.
But she said
that this person that she was supposed to dismiss.
No, she
was sleeping.
No order.
Suddenly she realized that she and the person were becoming boyfriend and girlfriend.
Order no as osunda ebi se nipa no eye boyfriend.
Have you had that dream before? He and the person becoming like boyfriend and girlfriend. So they think that the person will kiss you like that. The person will fondle you and also fondle the person. The person you are supposed to circle. Just 1 week.
1 week your car so
to go and come.
Hey.
So when she had that dream.
Of
feeling. I don't know whether it was a dream or feeling. But when she had the dream and the feeling together. She got up and went to her husband.
She
said, can you imagine the dream I've had?
And
she started praying. But she's a strong Christian. She prayed. And then the person came back from the hometown. True story. The person came back from the hometown. When the person came back, she was in the office and somebody came and said, ah, since this person returned from his hometown, he has never entered his office office again.
Office obium.
Why?
Didn't he?
I don't know.
I say, ah.
And then within about 2 days or so, a week, the person himself brought his resignation letter that I want to. The person went to try something. But when she went to try, the person met his match. He met a strong Christian. And anybody who is trying something against your life, your business, your children, your finances, meet his match or her match in you.
Hey.
You see, don't be afraid for them to come. Let them come.
Mamombra.
But when they come,
Namoba.
Like Kezia couldn't throw a blow.
Say their Kezia into me and
when they come,
Amoba.
They will just look at you like this.
Omesha okeke.
And they will freeze.
Why?
Because you have anointing oil on your head.
And you anointing oil.
Why you have drunk oil?
And now because one.
Because you are what? A strong.
Say we Christonia wa
He said, be strong.
Someone
so God willing, next week,
We are
going to see what makes you strong in the Lord.
How many
of you want to be strong?
So that you can fight
the battles of unemployment, battles of sicknesses and diseases.
You
know, there are some things you don't have to allow them in your life.
Don't allow them in your life.
You need some peace. You need some joy. You need some happiness. And all those things are there for you. Only be strong in the Lord, and you overcome that evil that doesn't make you sleep, that evil that attacked your business, those small demons who don't want to respect you. From today they shall respect you. One day I met a witch. When I met a witch, immediately started looking on the ground.
I said, look at my face.
She couldn't.
How many
of you witches here can testify?
Can
you testify?
So,
I just want one testimony. That you are here, you are a witch, and you are comfortable.
So,
just testify so that the message will be nice.
So, we obey you, aha,
Hey, be strong in the Lord. Me, I was going to take my trotro one day. I was going to take my car. Minding my business. And a certain old man looked at my face. Hey, a young man!
Now, old man, be who me? Oh, say, hey, Abrantie.
I see fire.
Me who eja?
I see fire on your forehead.
Me who eja?
Where is the fire?
Meanwhile,
this old man was this type of fetish priest who
has
been. When the witches fly over your head and over your family, over your business, may they see fire!
Hey!
Somebody's husband was taken to see a juju man.
Yeah, for obi kunu they call echo or kung fu being chain.
Because the woman wanted to spoil the marriage.
As soon as is there a
malam or juju man, as soon as the person saw the picture.
Nipa no who ni info ni peno.
He said, hey, take the picture away. I don't want to see this picture at all. May this come to pass in your life so that if anybody is taking you anywhere, as soon as your name is mentioned, in fact, they will tell the person that if you step here again, but you have to be strong in the Lord and you overcome every evil.
Now,
put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, God willing, since we all want to be strong Christians, one of the signs of a strong Christian is to sit down for a long time to hear the word of God. Even in the heat. And go and come again the following week. First sign of being a strong
Christian.
The first sign that you are not a strong Christian is that if you see yourself not here next week,
you should just know that you don't have strength.
So make sure you are here next week. And God will bless you. Let's bow our heads.
Everybody.
Wow. Let's bow our heads.
Everybody.
You need to be strong.
Nothing
in this world
that
is fashioned against you will prosper.
Ah, almost swaffa on embim.
As you build yourself in the Lord.
So what do you say, Yami?
Now we want to say, Pastor,
now so person can suffer.
I want to give my life to Jesus.
Because I'm in family whom I Jesus.
From today,
if we are narrow,
I want to know.
Because I'm in
that I am born again.
Send me my Jesus.
That I will go to heaven when I die.
Now me who are make us right in.
Please, Pastor, pray for me.
Into a suffering person, I'm in mumpire.
To give my life to Jesus.
Now me in family whom I Jesus.
If you are here,
so what?
You want to give your life to Jesus. And you want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. Lift up your right hand.
He
said, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
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 I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That you, Jesus.
That you, Jesus.
You are Lord.
That you are Lord.
You alone.
You alone.
Can save me. Say it. You alone.
You alone
can save me.
Can save me.
And today,
today,
I take you.
I take you
into my heart.
Into my heart.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
And today,
and today
I am happy. I am happy.
I am happy
that I am yours.
That I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My brother, where you soon come.
Amen. Patro yem mumpaye, kampaye wedi mechi. Kasi radi yesu.
Radi yesu.
Medawase.
Medawase.
Sawajime.
Sawajime.
Papa.
Papa.
Enano pay.
Enano pay.
Befa yesu.
Befa yesu.
Seme kra.
Any
margin, one.
Any margin,
Mistral,
Mistral,
for me burning in a chemi,
for me burning in a chemi,
natural me dean,
natural me dean.
I won't quam human him,
I won't quam human.
Say the bear oba,
say the bear oba,
and I say me wa,
and I say me wa,
Menya down, quam,
Menya down,
Medawase,
Medawase,
Sawajimi,
Sawaj,
and what yes, you dean,
it was yes,
amen,
amen.